It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Maz.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, in talking to the players on Saturday, nobody wanted to get on that plane. And you can totally understand it. You know, guys telling me, like, look, I don't want to risk this and then bring this back to my family. You know, no one knows. We still don't know, you know, sort of the long-term effects of this on anybody, really, you know, younger kids, whatever age. So there was a real concern there. And then, you know, as it became clear that the league was going to push forward if there were no more tests, then it just became sort of, well, look, we have to trust that the league is going to do right by us. And I know people scoff at that, but there is part of this where, you know, when entering into this season, that the PA and the league kind of had to be in lockstep on this one, because look, there are going to be more positive tests. There are probably going to be more games postponed. So, you know, are we as safe as we can possibly be trying to play this football game? And I guess that's what they've determined. And you know, now you're taking a day trip to Kansas City to play, you know, maybe the best team in the league. So good luck.
Last thing Mike Giardi said right there was good luck. Good luck. He was on this morning with TNR. You can catch that full interview on 98.5thesportshub.com, the app for your smartphone. Felger and Maz, abbreviated show, 2 hours. Here on Monday, October 5th, from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Anthony, how you doing?
Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. Big Jim Murray getting settled in. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, got a series of four questions for you. We will ask you these questions, the panel these questions. We'll ask the people of Boston these questions, and that's what we're going to do for the next 4 hours. Excuse me. 2 hours. Four questions, 2 hours. You ready for the first one, Maz?
Yep.
Should they play this game tonight?
No. No. And again, look, I'm no doctor, but if everything that we've been told about the incubation period is 2 to 5 days, then I don't see how they're in the clear yet. I mean, you know, I just, and again, maybe they have more information than we do, in which case I'll defer. But to me, it feels like if the incubation period is 2 to 5 days and you run the risk of, you know, however many Patriots players having it and many of them getting on the field tonight and then potentially it becoming a problem for the Chiefs, who also had a guy test positive, by the way. But nonetheless, like, I would say no, you shouldn't play the game.
I'm 100% yes. You must play this game. Show must go on. I don't care if people want to call me a ghoul, but I am as anti-shut it down in every aspect of life as it is, and this is just another aspect of that. You've gone through what looks like a 3-day period. The NFL says it's okay. You got to cross your fingers, hope for the best, get out there and play.
Okay, so can I say I don't know? That's for Stu. Well, but, I mean, that's just an honest answer. Like, I mean, here's what I want to do. Get back to me in 5 days, and I'll tell you if they did the right thing or not.
Well, that's easy, though.
Oh, sure, isn't it? So if, you know, if you make me, I lean towards yes, and here's why. Because there are doctors somewhere saying it's okay. So, like, my answer is, well, what do the doctors say? What do the scientists say? And they're split. There's doctors and scientists who tell you that they can pull this off, and there's doctors and scientists who tell you they shouldn't be doing it. And I don't know if they're evenly split. You know, maybe it's 70-30 against. You know, like, I don't know what the percentage is, Maz. But, you know, there's certainly doctors who are out there saying, no, you can actually do this. Most importantly, the NFL's doctors are saying you can do this. And the players did sign up for it. They did. When they entered into this thing, They said, these are the protocols. These are what we're going to do when something happens. And we're going to push through. And if you don't want to do it, you can opt out. So they all signed up for it. They all signed up to listen to the league's doctors and scientists. And if the league's experts are saying we can pull this off, then you should go do it.
Well, then again, the only part I don't know about is how contagious Cam Newton is and whether or not there's a way to gauge that. And so if the league is determining that Newton is not really contagious or he's not really as much of a threat to other people as, say, guys in Tennessee were, then again, I told you I'd defer on that one. But it feels to me like if people get it and they have a high risk of transmitting it, and the incubation period is 2 to 5 days at a minimum, but more than likely most people show it within 5 days. Well, we're not at the 5-day threshold yet, unless we are and we don't know it.
The only thing silly is to say 100%.
Like, oh, no,
100% play the game, 100% don't play the game, like on both sides of it. Like, how do you guys know?
I know there's a risk, but.
Yeah, but I don't know is the easy answer. That's not typically how we approach it show.
No, I know, but I'm telling you, like, it's a close call.
I lean no, just because, again,
you lean. Yeah. 100% play the game. I think that's stupid.
Like, I'll gladly wear the tag of stupid, though. I say 100% you play the game. Again, like you just said, Mike, you know what you signed up for in every aspect of life, in any business right now, as soon as you step out of your house. You're putting yourself at risk of getting this thing. And I know that one guy on the team had it, but if you've taken these tests over the last 3 days and they keep coming back negative, maybe it's still sitting in your body. But for now, it looks like you got it negative. So the show has to go on. Business has to still happen. Play the effing game.
Okay. So, well, the league is going to look, you know, if there's an outbreak, and it affects not just the teams, but, you know, families or beyond just the bubble. Boy, are they going to look bad. Boy, are they going to look bad. So that's on them. Question number two. How does it make the team look, the Patriots look, and Cam Newton look? And I'll start with this because I spent a lot of last week telling you Patriots aren't going to run into any trouble. They're too well run. They're too buttoned down. I can see all these other idiot jackass organizations running into trouble, but not the Patriots. Good call, Felger. That lasted about 2 days before one of their star player, gets rung up, and now they had to have a game postponed, and all this nonsense today of two planes and a COVID plane and no starting quarterback. Good call, Felger. So I obviously got that one wrong. But I will say on the backside of it, if they do have no more negatives and it's just Cam Newton, then I think Newton becomes the guy that you look at. And then you actually look at the team and say, they actually must have some pretty good protocols in there. If the starting quarterback can be infected and no one else gets it, the guy that's in there the most, according to Bill Belichick, first one in, last one out, interacts with as many people as anyone on the team, maybe the most, in the huddle, in the meeting rooms, etc. If their starting quarterback got COVID and no one else did, I think it does show you the Patriots do run a pretty tight ship, and Cam Newton left the reservation. So that's my answer to that. What's yours?
Well, so the question then is what do you believe the protocols are in place for? Are they in place to prevent people from getting the virus, or are they in place to prevent the spread of the virus? And I think it's the second thing. I don't think you can prevent people from getting the virus because, again, there's always going to be somebody who goes home and does something stupid. And so that's inevitable. I just think that, you know, you're never going to get however many guys they have on the roster now to comply. The question is, when someone gets it, can you minimize the spread or limit it? And I feel like they've done that, at least to now. So no one else has it. I don't know. Did Tennessee comply? Like, to me, it feels like that's the greater sin. Now, the variable is those guys got on a plane, right? Those guys got on a plane, the Tennessee guys. So let's see what happens to the Patriots after they get back from this trip.
And it shows me they're not impervious to this thing. Like I figured, they're like everybody else. And just because, Bill Belichick is in charge and he runs a tight ship, it didn't mean that they couldn't get it. Now, you do make a good point in that Cam Newton is the only one that's got it, thankfully, and maybe because he's the newest guy, and while he's been a good soldier thus far, he still doesn't truly get it. You know, I think that that's a fair thing to say. Maybe he was out and about and doing stuff in his personal life that he probably shouldn't have been doing. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But he is one of the newest Patriots, and maybe he doesn't get Bill's whole, you know, draconian measures, you know?
Not quite totally with the program yet. Let's get to question three. What do you think about tonight? What do you think about tonight? Brian Hoyer, here we go. What do you think about tonight?
Well, so honestly, look, the change from Newton to Hoyer doesn't change my opinion on the game a whole hell of a lot. What changes my opinion more is they had to get on a plane in the morning, fly to Kansas City, which is no short flight, by the way. get there, play the game, and fly back?
What's it,
all
four,
in one day?
Is it foreign change, basically?
I mean, it's a haul. It's a longer flight than people realize. I've done it. It sucks. And I'm not telling you it's like flying to San Diego, but it's a solid four. I mean, and you, that's a long day. I just, and I'm not telling you that, you know, it's undoable. It's just, it's not typical. So I'm more concerned about the whole sort of chaos surrounding them and having to delay the flight, get on the flight on the day.
So,
of the
so hold on. You're saying that if this were just a normal thing and Hoyer were starting, that wouldn't be a dramatic thing for you?
Not in this game, no, because I picked them to lose anyway.
Huh. Okay. So, because, I mean, I agree 1,000%.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to put a sleep mask on tonight to watch this game and just listen to it and cackle. A lot of stakes here tonight for you, Felger. Can't wait. Will I be rooting for the Chiefs? No, but I will be rooting for you to be wrong.
Well, you can't have it both ways, James. You're going to be rooting against your hometown New England Patriots. I hope you can look yourself in the mirror.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Oh, okay. Narcoleptic tonight is what I'm going to be.
So I agree with Maz 1,000% that I think the bigger gap tonight is going to be, do the players want to be there? That's what I'm more worried about. Do the players want to be there? Mike Giardi, the sound we played for you right off the top, and we're showing the video here on NBC Sports Boston of the motorcade to the plane at Logan. You know, Mike Giardi said, talking to the players on Saturday, no one wanted to get on the plane. So what if the players don't want to be there? What if the players are worried or they got something in their head about getting sick? Or not getting too close to anybody, or they're tired and off schedule, or they had to ride on the COVID plane, and they're all sort of messed up. And it's like, so there were two planes, and the 20 people who had close contact with Newton flew on a separate plane. So we're calling that the COVID plane. It's like the infected plane. It's like, I can't have any sci-fi novels I've read that where they do something like this. Well, they just ship off the infected somewhere else. So, like, what if this all crawls inside their head? They get down 14-0. They're like, man, let's get, you know, stay away from me and let's just get the hell out of here. Like, I think that's a bigger factor than the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that the part of it that worries me is the whole chaos surrounding it. That's all. Like, having to fly to Kansas City and play on that day, that is a freaking hike.
Yeah, mental and physical fatigue is going to be a real thing tonight. And I know that they're fine-tuned athletes. And
is that bigger than the quarterback?
I actually think that it is, yeah. Because, I mean, they were going to lose tonight anyway, but and now that they've taken, they're going to take, you know, the RPOs and the running game out of the quarterback position tonight, so it's going to be more of the Brady-type offense. They're going to lose anyway. It's just now going to be a bigger loss because it's Hoyer, but the fatigue factor is going to be a real thing.
Okay, so I'm not going to duck it. You can have your fun tomorrow, Murray, you know, whatever happens, but, you know, my Brian Hoyer thing is they were going to win the division with Brian Hoyer. I never said that they were going to go to Brian Hoyer 2 days before the game, in the apocalypse, without any work during the week as the starter, they're going to push the game back 2 days. He's going to fly out that morning, take the reins, and beat the best team in football. Now, that, I mean, I like Brian Hoyer more than you guys.
I don't know. I hear a little backpedaling there.
Did I ever say they were going to do that?
Like, well, by saying that, then, let's make an agreement. If they happen to pull this miracle off tonight, you can't blow.
Oh, no. No.
Right. You wanted your weight out the other way, though.
Come on. I mean, look. Well, fine. Whatever. I mean, do what you're going to do. But my prediction was they'd win the division. Not that they'd go into Kansas City on short notice in the middle of the pandemic without any first team reps the day of, and he'd beat Kansas City. Like, I never did say that, but I think I said it before, and I'll say it afterwards. They will be just fine with Brian Hoyer as their starting quarterback. So if he has to play this week and next week, it's 1-1, and you know that's what they're going to be. And if he had to play the whole year, they'd win the division. I'm going to stick with that. Tonight, it's kind of a tough pull. Fourth question. What does this all say about Jared Stidham? Oh, my God. Can I answer that?
Who?
Not even the end of the world could get this guy on the field. Not even the freaking apocalypse, Maz, does this guy get on the field. Boy. I mean, we knew it was coming because he wasn't even active these three games. We knew it was going to be Hoyer, but it's just now right in your face, right on your forehead. All that nonsense about Jared Stidham over the offseason. My God.
Oh, listen, it's a disaster as far as the development of the kid is concerned. So the only way this changes is if Hoyer goes down early, the kid gets in the game and plays well. Then all of a sudden everything will change. But I said this when he got hurt in camp. I think it's over.
Oh, I do too.
I think it's over. I think we've seen the last of him.
He went from the heir apparent, having that shoved down our throat, not just in the offseason, Mike, for a whole year.
Oh, my God.
To the heir apparent of Tom Brady to an accessory to his wife's Instagram career. That's all he is now. And that's all I think he's ever going to be.
Okay, four questions. Should they play the game? Let's see if I can remember the questions. Should they play the game? What does this say about the Patriots as an organization or Cam Newton individually? What's going to happen tonight with Brian Hoyer behind center? And what does this say about Jared Stidham? Your answers to all of it right after this.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Felger and Mads. Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here's the concern. When you talk to teams around the league, they've always been concerned that a quarterback could be a potential super spreader. He's at the center of the huddle. He's at the center of the offense. He's around everybody. And Cam Newton has been in close proximity all week long to his offensive teammates. There is risk exposure. And so, to date, no other Patriot has tested positive at this point. But there's another round of testing today, and there'll be another round of testing tomorrow, even on the day that they're supposed to have the game. And we'll see what those test results yield. Again, I think it's hard to imagine if this virus is as contagious as doctors and scientists say that no other person could be exposed to Cam Newton and the virus. But that is the hope right now, that nobody else will be, that all the tests will come back negative and the Patriots-Chiefs game will proceed as planned. But I think everybody right now is wondering whether that will happen.
That was Schefter yesterday. So far, so good. They've landed in Kansas City, apparently. And we've heard no positive tests. And so, is it possible for Newton to contract it at some point during the week, go through at least a portion of the week in the building around his teammates at practice, and have no one else get infected? Are the Patriots that buttoned down and they keep the players that far apart? Are they that diligent in the building that they could have a guy that central to the operation have the virus and have no one else get it? Like, that might go back. Like, again, I had it wrong last week saying the Patriots aren't going to run into this because they're too buttoned down. And then, wouldn't you know it, their star player gets it. Like, I had that wrong. But then if no one else gets it, I want to circle back and say, actually, maybe it does show how buttoned down they are. And this guy just sort of lost his way.
Or they got really lucky.
Or they got really lucky, Mass. Or they got, that's obviously another one.
I mean, if he, let's just say Newton, you know, exposed himself at the beginning of the week, but he wasn't contagious until Friday. And then they tested him and they got it early. Maybe they got lucky. Right. You know, there's just so many things that we don't know about this thing. So the part that surprises me is, based on everything we've been told, 2 to 5 day incubation in most cases, right? But it can be up to five. Well, if this all happened Friday night, Saturday morning, in that window, we're not 5 days out from that. Now they're going on the field after coming off a plane.
Okay. So do you think it's that obvious? The league's doctors, as much as they're in the bag with the league, are going to, you know, ignore their Hippocratic oath? Is that what it is?
Hippocratic oath. Yeah,
Hippocratic oath.
Not like... the one we take, which is the hypocritical.
Right? I always get that one mixed up. The Hippocratic oath. Like, you know, even if there's a team doctor and the doc, like, I want to trust doctors so they can have differences of opinion. And doctors can be wrong. But if the league and the players have agreed to follow these set of rules set by these doctors, and these doctors are saying that, you know, we can do it. I don't want to say, you don't know what you're talking. Like, who am I to say?
No, I'm not telling you that. I'm just surprised by it. And I think they're playing odds is my guess. That's what I think it is. I think they're playing odds that they look at it and said, well, if they don't have it in the first 2 or 3 days, the odds are likely that you're going to be okay or that not a lot of people have it.
Well, there's a whole other thing about viral load, which we've, you know, Jess Flynn wrote something interesting on Boston Sports Journal over the weekend, and there is variance in the amount, and I'm going to misspeak about 8 different times, but just in general, you know, broadly speaking, the viral load that you have, and it relates to how contagious you are. And if yours is light, you're less contagious. And then if, you know, you do the contract tracing and you test and test and test, and then by you get to day 3, which is about where we're at, you can really stack the odds and say we should be okay. I don't know how it's 100%, but the odds, you know, so that's, I think, what they're looking at, right?
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think they're playing odds. And so, you know, I just think that doctors who are outside of the league circle are probably saying, why are they playing? And the doctors that are affiliated with it are saying, no, it's okay, because they're, you know, they're in agreement that the odds are in their favor. So look, again, if information comes out in the next couple of days that the Patriots did this knowing that Newton was not super contagious, I mean, I'm okay with it, I guess. Like, I just, but that's the part I can't reconcile right now because I don't have the information.
Right. And part of it to me, you know, what I'm interested in is Cam Newton's responsibility. If he's blameless or if it was just bad luck or if he was acting irresponsibly and got himself taken out of one of the most important games of the year. Because you all, I mean, you think they were losing anyway. I didn't. I think with Cam Newton, you got a real shot in this game. Now you have less of a shot. I still think you have a shot. But with Cam Newton, it's a game. You know?
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Thank you, big boy. I'm with you. But, you know, he just got himself taken out of one, maybe two games that you absolutely need because why? He went hat shopping? Like, that's out there. It's like, so, like, let's see how that develops as well.
I agree. And there's been speculation, too, that has he been flying home after some of these games?
It was my impression he's been traveling after games. Whether, I think he lives in Atlanta and has his kids in California. Even in the off season, when he was doing all that training, he was going to California on the weekends or during the week or back.
Right, during the week.
He was going back and forth, you know, and I think he's been doing it after the games. I thought he was still sort of traveling a little bit. So was he traveling responsibly, irresponsibly? Did he have to go hat shopping at the mall on Tuesday? Like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, he's responsible for his actions. He's responsible to be available in these games. I mean, but let's see how that develops as well. Okay, so should they play the game? What does this say about Newton and or the team? What do you think is going to happen tonight? What does this say about Jared Stidham? Let's lead off with Mike in New York. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Felger, speaking of the hypocritic oath, you don't get to have take Easter on the Hoyer take for the past 2 years you've been shoving down our throats. You get your opportunity tonight on short rest in the Super Bowl champions' home stadium. You know, this is going to show it for you, buddy. This is it right here.
Yeah, I mean, do it if you want. It's a little unfair. I said they'd win the division with them, not win every game or certainly win at Kansas City on short rest, short travel. Like, I never said that, but if you want it, you can take it. Quarterback will not be the reason they lose tonight. So, fine. Quarterback will not be the reason. I'm more worried about the whole team just not being in it. Their heart not being in it, their head not being in it, them being worried or tired or off schedule or whatever. That, to me, is a bigger worry than the quarterback.
I hate to come to your defense. God, I hate to come to your defense, but I would not use tonight's game as a barometer for anything.
I mean...
way to skate.
No, go ahead, Murray.
Nope, we're using it.
You can have it.
Yep.
It's going to be a blunami tomorrow.
A blurricane.
Ron in Swansea. Go ahead, Ryan. Ron, you're up next.
Mike, I'm a very faithful listener to you guys, either like right now on TV or on the car radio. I have a hypothetical question for the three of you. If your son or your brother was to play, for the Patriots or the Chiefs, would you want him to play? I'll be listening.
Yeah, if he had signed up to it of free mind and free and clear mind to begin with, knowing that if something like this happened, that he would be deferring to the doctors that his players' union and the owners had set aside to say they'll be making the decisions and making the call. And now you get to this point, and those doctors say, yep, it's okay to do it. Yep, I would expect that.
Yeah, I'd tell you probably not. I wouldn't want him playing. But I'd also tell you it's his life and he can do whatever the hell he wants. So, Mike, because again, I just have a hard time reconciling everything that we've been told. And then all of a sudden now it doesn't count.
I mean, let me tell you, if you're a parent of a football player at that level, you've accepted health risks your right. entire run. Like it's
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you've liked them.
No, but it's sort of rare for then the parent to say, well, there's COVID going around. Okay, you're out after, you know, assuming those concussion risks and risks and brain injury risks and all those things the whole way through. Pretty much, you know, you're wired to play if you're able to play. I mean, that's just – and that the whole families feel the same way as well.
Yeah, I – you know, again, you said, how would I feel if it were my brother? And I told you that I wouldn't be crazy about it, but I tell you it was his life.
Yeah, and if you're comfortable with it, you've got the negative test, go to work.
Okay. Guy in Boston. Hi, Guy.
Murray's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, he's tough.
Maz, I want to start with you, Maz.
Okay.
I want you to know what happened to Jimmy G. He's not playing. Then I want to talk about Jared Stidham. He may still be in Texas. And the reason Cam Newton probably got this COVID-19 is from Bill Belichick kissing his butt all the time. Why don't you talk about a 43-year-old quarterback that threw 100 for 369 yards and 5 touchdowns? Bye.
Bye, Guy. We'll get to it later this week. Ooh, I just hung up on someone else. That was my fault. You can call back. We'll get to Brady later on the week. Today, the matter at hand. The matter at hand, should they play this game tonight? What's going to happen in this game tonight?
And by the way, Guy, it was 6 touchdowns. 6. One was for the other team.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You listen sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What about Cam Newton then?
So Cam Newton, he's in a different boat than everybody else. He's still positive. And what I'm told is that he's asymptomatic, which means he has no symptoms. It's different to return if you have symptoms as opposed to no symptoms. What they need for him is 2 consecutive negative tests in order for him to return. We just don't know when those negative tests are going to happen. If it happens later on this week, he could possibly be available next weekend.
Just going through the reports from the weekend. That was Jay Glazer yesterday in Fox Sports. So just because you're asymptomatic doesn't mean you're not contagious.
Correct.
But some believe it means you're less contagious. Okay?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So let's say he has the low viral load. Let's say he's asymptomatic. Let's say they have all the bands and all the contract tracing. They know who he's gotten, who he's been close to and who he hasn't, because it's all monitored. They've tested those people to the bejesus. Okay. They've all come back negative to be doubly sure. They've all put them on their different plane and given them a whole another 24 hours to make sure. And now here we are, whatever many days later, 4 days later. Okay. He tested Thursday night.
Friday night, I thought it was Friday night into Saturday morning. The results came out Saturday.
So it was Friday night that the
that's what I thought.
Correct, yeah. That's how it was reported.
Okay, so now we're only 3 days. It's a five-day incubation period, but we know that he was only around these people. We know he's asymptomatic. We know he has a low viral load. Percentage-wise, we should be okay.
Like, well, that's what I think they're doing. I think they're playing odds.
I mean, that's where they're at. The one thing, and, you know, this is just one little thing in my head that I have a hard time with as well, like the asymptomatic thing. Like, who the heck is asymptomatic ever? Like, I don't know, you get to be a certain age, there's something always doesn't feel right. Like, and that's just on a good day. So the people say they were asymptomatic, I always have a hard time. Like, really? Not even a tickle? Not even a...
And maybe they were dragging ass, and they, you know, then that's all it is. And you're just like, oh, I just felt tired today.
I don't know. For some reason, people want to say, yeah, no, I didn't feel a thing. Like, really? And, you know, you always feel something. Well, I mean, when did this here play its tune?
This is from September 16th.
As a team, obviously, they've done a good job here at Foxborough and Gillette Stadium of safety protocols with COVID. Just about being on the road for the first time as a team and being a leader and making sure everybody, you know, does the right thing when it comes to safety as well.
Yeah, it's been, excuse me.
Bless you.
Okay, I mean, did you sneeze? I mean, so it's like, yeah, I have it. Is that symptomatic or asymptomatic? Like, the asymptomatic thing is like, who's really asymptomatic?
So, look, you got me. Again, I don't know. I'm just, you know, maybe it's just not easily detectable, right? You just think it's some days you feel a little run down and you're not sick and you feel like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
That's half and just. But so people are saying, how could they possibly do this inside the 5 days? I'm trying to tell you how I think they're doing it inside the 5 days.
Yeah, they're playing odds, Mike. That's what they're doing. They're playing odds. And so, look, someone just sent me an email that said, okay, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, she's positive today.
Of course.
Okay, 4 days. She's been negative 4 days in a row. Now, all of a sudden, today, she's positive. She said, well, the only thing I would say to the person who emailed in is, yeah, but other people have gotten it.
So right. Someone was very contagious.
Right. In other words, it's not like nobody in the White House got it until today. You know, other people were getting it. Now add her to the list. So what's the likelihood if the Patriots truly have had no negative tests up to now? What's the likelihood that Newton has spread it? And my guess is the doctors are playing odds.
Right. And so that you know, that's a good example. The White House thing is, you know, is an outbreak, you know, clearly. And every day there's another name or two added to the list, which was the same thing that happened to the Titans.
Correct.
Okay. So day one, they had no other negatives. Day one. But they then started to pile up. As Ben Volen wrote in the Boston Globe, the Titans turned up at least one positive test each on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, affecting 10 additional players and coaches. So the next day they were fine, but then soon after, it was like every day, 2 to 3 more. And so now,
which is exactly what happened to the Marlins in baseball.
Is that right?
Yeah, it started out slow, and then all of a sudden, 2 more, 4 more, 5 more, 3 more. Like, then there was like a chain reaction.
Okay, so here we are now on day 3.
Nothing yet.
Okay, so it's like they're playing the odds on that.
Yeah.
They're saying, okay, we haven't started to see the trickle.
Yeah, and again, it's possible they got lucky, too. Like, who the hell knows? I don't know how this thing, but maybe he didn't become contagious until right before he took the second test. That, because I think they took two that day, I think, if I read that right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so maybe they caught it with the second one and said, hang on now. And then, you know, by that point, he hadn't been around a lot of people and they got lucky. I don't know. But, you know, I just don't think they're out of the woods yet is all I'm saying. So now look, if the doctors are playing odds and they get on the field and they end up playing the game and no one else gets it, well, then I think the Patriots, you know, whether they got lucky or not, once they found out, they buttoned down and did the right things and got through it.
Well, there's a lot of people who think they shouldn't be playing. Tom Curran at NBC Sports, Volen, who I just mentioned, Volen writes today in the Globe, two questions need to be asked of the Patriots, the NFL, and the Chiefs. One, are you nuts? And two, did you forget the Titans? And then he goes through that Titans example. He says the idea that the Patriots are clean and therefore are good to go for Monday night is bonkers. He said Newton spent all day Friday around his teammates without knowing he had the virus. Talk about taking a massive unnecessary risk. And talk about mixed messaging from the NFL. Head coaches get fined $100,000 for not wearing a mask on the sidelines, but it's okay to put a team on an airplane 2 days after its quarterback tested positive? I'd have to say that's a fair point.
Excellent point. And the plane is the big part, right?
And the buses.
Confined travel. Confined travel.
Contained little travel vessels is absolutely the issue.
Germ tubes.
Right? Like, you know, people say, I know Murray, you mentioned too, the Atlanta Falcons had a positive.
Yeah, A.J. Terrell, their cornerback, yeah.
And then nothing else happened. They played the game 2 days later and they were fine. They didn't travel. They were home.
Ah.
So, like, where they say the Titans is a better example is that they all got in the, you know.
The plane.
The plane and the buses and all of that. The Titans even stayed overnight, I think, in a hotel. Volan writes, the Patriots will be in enclosed spaces together on planes and buses. If the virus is still incubating in one or more players, it could quickly spread throughout the team. And the NFL and the Patriots could have a full-blown crisis on their hands. Far worse than having to postpone one Week 4 game. Tommy Curran says, folks, there's research on this. People smarter than me are on the case, but we're all pretty COVID literate and understand the incubation period is more than a couple of days. You can have it and not test positive. That's why close contacts are asked to quarantine for 14 days as opposed to happily cruise around if they test negative once. Getting on a plane if you were in close contact with someone who just came back COVID positive? Probably a bad idea. Getting on a plane with a bunch of other people who may also have been in contact with that person? Worse idea. Doing both of these things and going home to your non-bubbled spouses and kids? The worst idea.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, again, like, I wonder, and I don't know what these guys had to sign, didn't sign, or whatever. But, like, if, heaven forbid, something happens to somebody in a decision the NFL made, are they opening themselves up to some sort of lawsuit?
Well, see,
I don't know.
Maybe, but I would have assumed they signed that away.
I agree. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know what they made them sign or didn't sign or the union signed on their behalf or what.
This is my biggest worry tonight. Not Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer is going to be fine. Okay, now I've left that definition nice and loose, nebulous. What does that
just
mean?
Couldn't
fine.
Say something better than fine.
Fine.
Huh?
He's going to be fine.
Okay. I wouldn't sleep on Brian
Atta
Hoyer.
Boy, big boy. Hoyer's going to be fine. Quarterback play is not going to be the reason you lose. Well, unless Mahomes throws for 500. I mean, you know, your quarterback play will not be the reason you lose. The reason you lose is that you're not good enough or you're all messed up because you're worried about the virus. You're tired because of the day of travel. You're thrown off schedule. There's something in your head. You don't want to be there, etc. That's the biggest worry for me tonight with the Patriots.
Yeah, tired because of the day of travel, some dead legs. I mean, again, we're talking about fine-tuned athletes, but you know how you feel after you fly and you're going against maybe the fastest team in the NFL or, you know, them behind Baltimore. Like, that's where I think it's going to catch up with them.
And, Mike, just quickly, you know, as you're talking about all the risks that come along with the travel, the Patriots know this, too. That's why they had two planes. Right? And Bill looked at it, or someone did, and said, let's put all the potentially sick guys on that one.
How would you like to be on that one?
I mean, so they just...
Talk about wiping down. Holy crap.
Yeah, in and of itself, that tells you that they know they're not out of the woods.
Back to your phones in our long commercial-free segment next.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Give everyone a sense of what this day now is like for the Patriots as they will play in Kansas City tonight.
22-hour workday, Greeny. You know, they were up early for testing at the stadium this morning. The buses headed to two different airports, because you mentioned it. They're taking two different planes to Kansas City. They're going to check into a hotel for about 3 hours, then head to Arrowhead Stadium, play the game at 7:05 Eastern time, and then head back on the two planes and come back to New England, maybe get back to the facility in the middle of the morning. So not ideal for the Patriots. I've communicated with some of the players. It's not, you know, what they'd like to have the scenario be, but they've sort of grown to accept it over the last couple days.
Right, that flying day of, I know you mentioned a couple times. I'm less, you know, issued with that. I know that's not even a word. I have less of an issue with that, less of a concern with that. I don't know. Yes, smell some smelling salts, sniff some ammonium, drink a couple cups of coffee or whatever it is you do to get ready. It's, you know, I don't know. I would hate to think that's what slows him down. The mental thing of wanting to be there is kind of big.
Sure it is.
Especially if you get down early. You know, especially if you get down early, and it's like, why are we even here? Stay away from me. Let's get the hell out of here. Like, that's my biggest concern for tonight. So back to your thoughts. Should they be playing this ball game is the number one question. But also, how do you feel about the team? You know, they're one of the few teams now that have had to have this happen to. Does it say something bad about the team? Does it say something bad about Cam Newton? That he's the one that left the reservation. I'll tell you, if he's the only one that ends up positive, I think he does. It does look bad for him. It does. It shows you that everyone else was doing the right thing, and he wasn't. I mean, kind of period, you know, unless we get a really detailed, you know, story from him on how it happened. If it was just innocent and bad luck, I mean, that can happen. That's possible. But if, you know, whatever, call there's 100 people in the orbit in the between the coaches, trainers, all the players, you know, if 99 are fine and he's not, I mean, I don't know. That does not reflect well on him. And what do you expect for tonight with Brian Hoyer? And what does it say about Jared Stidham? I do want to get to that. But back to your phones here in the meantime. Steven Newton, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, guys, look at it. The game is a game, but the real issue is what's going to happen after the game. What the Patriots ought to be doing is telling the NFL, we're not flying. We're not playing tonight's game. They ought to boycott the game, comparable to what the Bucks did. In the interest of safety of their players. And the person to be condemned here, guys, is Robert Kraft, who hasn't said anything. He needs to take a stand for the safety of his players.
Well, so hold on. They should boycott a game that they're putting in jeopardy because their star player got sick?
Yeah, because they don't want to get good because they can't play. Yeah.
And
see, this is why I don't buy any of these type of calls or any of this kind of whining. Because what you're really saying, if you read between the lines, is they don't have a shot tonight without Cam Newton. They should push this so it can be a more competitive game till later in the year.
Yeah, it's. I mean, and again, let's wait for all the details to come out. But it's entirely possible you're to blame. Your star quarterback is to blame for not being available for this game.
Correct.
Okay, so that's not a final analysis, but you know, it's entirely possible that's what we might be looking at. That he may have broken protocol, he may have gotten sloppy and got himself sick and taken himself out of the game. That's not Robert Kraft's fault or Roger Goodell's fault or the Chiefs' fault or the league's fault. It's Cam Newton's fault if that's what ends up happening.
Yeah, I don't put a lot on Kraft here. And look, honestly, when we get calls like that, and I don't know, maybe I'm reading into it too much, I feel like they're politically based. Like somebody just doesn't like Kraft for whatever reason, and so you make this about him. And maybe it is. But I don't feel that way.
Kraft hasn't done anything wrong.
I don't think so either.
I feel like he's done everything he can to play the game and, you know, conduct his business and live up to the agreements that he had with the other owners and this whole thing. I don't blame him one bit. Dave and Lynn, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, just about the test itself. A lot of people think it's like a prophylactic. It prevents people from getting it, or especially once they find out when they get the results. It's only as good as to when you take the test or when you get the results. That's it. It's nothing but like taking a picture to give you an idea of what's happening.
So do you think the league doctors don't know that?
What's that?
Do you think the league doctors don't know that?
No, I just think, well, that's why they do it so frequently. But I think that the problem is that there's so much unknown about this virus. For instance, AIDS or HIV is a virus, and everybody says, oh, we're going to have a vaccine for COVID-19 next year. Well, AIDS has been around since, you know, way back when Magic Johnson got it and before, and they still don't have it. They have treatments for
so
it.
So I don't get your point. You're just going to keep going. What's your point? What's your point? They shouldn't play? Just say that. You don't think they should play. And I just think it's, to me, I know it sounded like a cop-out, Maz, when I say I don't know. But, I mean, that you know, if you make me choose, I think they should play because this is what they signed up for. These are the protocols they agreed to, and I think they're following the plan that they had to start the season. So they should live up to that. Now, you could say that those protocols were bad to begin with. They were too loose. They were too reckless to begin with, and that's, you know, maybe fair. But, I mean, we're going to find out whether they did the right thing or not. We're going to find out.
Of course. Yeah. I suspect.
If there's an outbreak and this makes it worse, they're going to look really bad.
Yeah. So I suspect there's more information that they have that they're not telling us as it relates to. Because again, if you're asking me, I told you, I think they're playing odds. So, which means they have some data or information about the amount of virus that Cam Newton was carrying, what the likelihood is that he was contagious or highly contagious, how many people he came in touch with. And so they're playing a numbers game. They look at it and said, well, there's probably about a 25% chance that other guys on the team got it. So then the answer is, well, that means 75% not. Right, then we're going. I think it's something like that. Whereas in Tennessee, guys started racking it up. Right now, they had a spread. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Ken and Newton, go ahead.
Hey, they should definitely play, and I agree. They're playing the numbers, and there's no better staff that I would want to have my team prepared within this time frame. My point that I called in for was, you guys will know better than me. You've been talking about two planes and harping on it. I get it. They've had two planes before. I remember you guys talking about a pneumonia or a flu or MRSA.
Yeah, it's true.
They've flown different guys down at different times.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. What was that game last year where they
Houston.
Did that?
I think they did it against the Houston Texans last year.
Yeah. So there's precedent. They're used to doing it.
Right. But my only point is, well, if they're doing it on a second plane, they think that there's a risk of other people having it.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, just like the pneumonia.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. My point, if they thought there was no risk of it, they wouldn't have they wouldn't have guys split up on two planes. They might still have two planes, but they'd be mixed up.
Brendan in South Boston. Go ahead, Brendan. You're up next with Felger and Mass.
Yeah, how you doing? Speaking of smelling salts, like you said earlier, I don't know if Zoe left some LSD mist over there, but you said that, you know, I could get on page with Cam Newton. Maybe they can win. But with Brian Hoyer out there, with Stidham and Hoyer out there, they have no shot. They have as much of a shot as Jack Sikma and the Bucks had a shot against Larry Bird and the Celtics in the 80s. I'm sorry, but fill your bathtub up. Put some red food color in there because it's going to be a bloodbath tonight.
Okay, baby. There was 1983. Remember what happened in 1983, folks?
Sweet.
Who can tell me what happened in 1983?
Sweet.
Your Milwaukee Bucks... My Milwaukee Bucks swept your ass.
And what happened the year after?
Well, I'm just saying, every once in a while, Jack Sikma comes through, okay? And it would not surprise me if the Pats win this ballgame. I mean, would I bet them? Like, I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm not saying, like, they should be favored or, it's going to happen. I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer. And I think a much bigger thing tonight is this whole Michigan's with the COVID. If this hadn't happened and Brian Hoyer knew he was starting on Monday, I'd give him a real shot, just like I gave him a real shot with Cam Newton.
I think this game's about their defense. That's what I think it is.
Exactly.
If Kansas City gets 40, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is.
Exactly. If they play well, if they play defense and run the ball and do that thing, I think they'll be fine. I think they got a shot in this game because I think Hoyer will make the plays they need him to make.
So yeah. you're picking them then?
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's got more to do with the defense. The defense has got to keep them close. Otherwise, they have no shot.
Give me the 11.5. Last time they were underdogs by this much was when?
Is that what it jumped to?
Guess, all right, 10.5, 11, something like that. I do know the last time they were this big of an underdog, you know when it was, Maz? a little game we call Super Bowl 36.
I heard of that one.
New Orleans, 2001. Remember that one?
Yeah, they almost blew it.
This is the last time. This is the last time they were underdogs by that much. Think of that.
That's pretty good.
Ty Law, Stephon Gilmore, same guy. Sure, yeah.
Long commercial free segment.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Boy, you just keep pounding it, big boy. I think they're going to be just fine with Brian Hoyer. Thank you. Just fine. Notice how nebulous that is. Here's Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. We're right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.